All right, so we started off on Chaf Tes Amud Aleph with the Mishnah. So we said there are three different lines of the Mishnah. There's the first one with the Pesulim, and then there's the second line is with the Gioris, Shivcha, and Shvuya that were all released. And the last line was the Chivik Krisis. So all of those, every single one of those was to teach us something new, to teach us Chiddush. So the first one is to tell you that even the Pesulim, even the Pesulos, they're still, you still have to give them a Knas. And the second one is, even though those three people, for 3 years in one day, we think they still have a cheskas beula, since they're, once they were with captured by the goyim or the gioras, you think they're a cheskas beula, no longer a cheskas psula. But nonetheless, they still have a knas before if they are released or convert before 3 years in one day. And the last one is chayvei krisus. You might think we say kimle derabmane by krisus, but we're saying no, komashmal we don't. We still say they still have to give a knas. So we then focused on the Nesina. That was what we started with, the Nesina. So if you look at Rashi, he says, what is the Nesina? He says, that's Givonim from the time of David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Gozer on them, that then, therefore, they cannot be married into Klal Yisrael. So Tosos, when he looks at Rashi, he quotes Rashi. What does he say Rashi says? He says, Shelo lavo b'kahal mishum avdus. He interprets Rashi as saying that the reason that they can't come into Bnei Yisrael is because of avdus. But this seemingly is not what Rashi says. If you look at Rashi in Yevamos, he only says the words lo lavo le kahal, not to come into the kahal. That seems to be chasnas. I don't know the lo to come not to come into the klal Yisrael. It doesn't seem to be mishum abdus. It seems to be mishum chasnas. So out of where does Tosus get mishum abdus from? It's not seemingly not in Rashi. So you have to look at the Gemara. We look at the Gemara in Yevamos Ayin Ches. So there's two stories about David who goes there. So it starts off with saying that Shaul killed Novi or Kohanim, and this ruined the livelihood of the Givonim. So David went to the Givonim and asked him how to appease them. So he responded, give us the sons of Shaul. Give us the sons of Shaul and we're going to kill them. So David responded that if they don't have the Rachmanis, the Midas that they don't have, then they shouldn't be allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. But then we ask, didn't Moshe gozer on the Givonim? What do you mean David was gozer on them? Moshe was gozer on them. And then we ask again, what do you mean that we say Moshe then David? We say no, Yahushua was gozer on them also. So we say Moshe was gozer avdus in his generation. Yahushua was gozer avdus until Beis HaMikdash, while Beis HaMikdash was Kayam. And David was David after. Even after Beis HaMikdash was Kayam, David was gozer. So we see from here that Tos was saying that just like Moshe and Yahushua's gozer was on avdus, So too, it makes sense. I look at this Gemara, that the flow of it, why wouldn't be, otherwise it wouldn't be a question. Otherwise, okay, what do you mean, what's the difference between Moshe's Gzeira and David's Gzeira? Moshe's was Abdus and David's Chasnas. So therefore, that's why Tosfos understands it, saying it was Abdus. So it keeps the flow of the Gemara, and that's the only way to really understand it. So, we'll continue saying that was Shitas Rashi. That Shitas Rashi, that was Gzeira of David. But Tosfos brings down Rabbeinu Tam, who argues on this. He says it's not possible that it's Gzeiras David. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. It's an Issa D'Oraisa to marry Nesina. So where does he get this from? So he has two technical proofs and one conceptual. So we'll start with the two technical. The first technical one is we have a machlokas between Tanan. We have Artanakamo, we have Shimon HaTimoni, and Shimon Ben Nasia. This is the Gemara, this Gemara, or is Tosfos? It's the Tosfos here is in Chaf Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara starts our mission is Chavtav Salam Alas, and Chavtav Salam Beis is where the Machlok is between Shimon HaTimoni and Shimon Ben Nasiya is. So the Machlok, so our Tana seems to say that even if there's Imbo Havaya, or there's or if it's something that's not going to be Mekayim, so it means that if Imbo Havaya means it's not the Kiddushin is not going to be Tofes, it's not going to be anything. You say Mekadeshously, it doesn't do anything. You're not married to her, and so according to our Mishnah has those people. So it says includes the Chayvei Krisus. Our Tanakhama includes them. So our Tanakhama calls, as long as there is Havaya Klal, as long as somebody could have Kedushin with them, then there's still going to be a Knas. So that's what our Tanakhama holds. Then we bring in, tomorrow later on, brings in Shimon HaTimoni, says as if there is Ein Bo Havaya, then there's no Knas. He holds, if there's no, the Kedushin's not going to be Chal, then there is no Knas. So he would exclude Chayvei Krisus. And Shimon ben Nasiya says, if it's not Ru'i Lekaima, that means you're not allowed to stay married. So you see, if someone says, Hariat Bekadeshli to a Mamzer, the Kedushin is Chal. They're married to them, but they're obligated to have a divorce from them. They have to give them a get, and they need to be divorced. You're not allowed to stay married to them. So according to Shimon ben Nasiya, if you're not allowed to stay married to the person, then there's not going to be a Knas.
Yeah. The difference between that is just that in Bahavai means that you can't, like, if you give a ring, nothing.
No, nothing happens. There's no kedushin.
There's no kedushin, but the really kind means that you just, you're married to her, but it's innocent.
Right, you're married to her, but you're chayav to divorce her. It did the kedushin was chal. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between these two? It's a nafkamina. So he says, ikibinaya, there is a difference. The case of the difference is mamzer and nesina. Mamzer and nesina, the kedushin would be chal, but you're obligated to divorce her. So the Tosfos Rabbein Tam asks on Rashi, so according to you, nesina is gzeras David. So then minat Torah, it's going to be really kaima. Minat Torah, midiraisa, it's fine. You're allowed to stay married to her. So it's only gzeras David that prevents it. So if so, then how is it? What is this doing? It's not a difference. This is not a good answer between for the ikibinayu. So that's his first question. The second question is a little more straightforward. In Gemara Makos in Ilahi Lokin, it says includes in it mamzer nesina. Ilahi Lokin is implying Malkus, not Malkus Mardus. So that's midiraisa, and he includes a nesina. So had so two problems, two technical problems with Rashi, and he asks also a conceptual problem. So according to Rashi, if you're saying it's the nesina is an eved, then lo yeh kodesh, you're not allowed to marry an eved. So if so, then how are you giving the kenas in the first place? If you can't, it doesn't have kedushas at all, you can't give them the kenas. So that said, that one is easily, we could easily deflect that question. We could say that's not, it wasn't actually eved mamish. It wasn't a really lo yeh kodesh. So there still is a kenas. It's something. It's an idea of lo yeh kodesh. It wasn't the actual. It's not an actual eved. So that's not a question. So how do we understand Rashi's gzera? The according to Rashi. So Tosfos gives two answers. So Tosfos' first answer is that it's really no, David's gzera was chasnus. Moshe and Yeshua were abdus, and David's gzera was chasnus. And we bring well, Tosfos' second answer was explained by the Tosfos Harash. So Tosfos Harash says that the abdus wasn't real abdus. Because how do we know this? Because it wasn't Lidori Doros. Abdus is something that's forever. It's everlasting. And if it's only for that generation, that's not a real abdus. It's something. It's more of a shibud. Yeah, they have to work for you. And the second reason we said they don't have an adon. We can't say that this guy has all the Jews are their master. They don't have any specific master. So therefore, we know that they're not. It's not real abdus. It's something similar to abdus, but it's not abdus. So David was gozer. It was shibud. So David was gozer shibud, and because he said it was enonachon, it's not right for someone for the Jews to marry someone that looks like an eved. That looks like they're an eved. So therefore, memelo that he also was gozer. They're also exuber chasnas. It was a shibud, and therefore, because it was lo nachum, we applied chasnas. So that's so how do we answer the question for Rashi about the technical problems? The two times where it's seemingly the ikibinayu and the ilan alokin. How is nesina there if it's midir abonon? If it's midir abonon, it shouldn't be included in those cases. So we say there are times we link the rice and the rabbanon and we just say them together, even though the second one's the rabbanon, it's not really an answer. We see by Gerusha and Chalutza. We always say those two together, even though the Gerusha is the only one that's the oraisa, and the Chalutza is the rabbanon, but we still include it, even in times where the Chalutza wouldn't apply midir abonon. So we say so too here with mamzer and nesina. The mamzer is the raisa, nesina is the rabbanon. So we linked the two and we stayed them together. You could also say what's the raisa? We said in this past week's parsha, in parsha shoftim, we said lo sasur. You're not allowed to leave anything from the rabbanon said. So if the rabbanon was gozer it and you're not listening, so that's how we can say it's the raisa. The rabbanon was gozer and nesina, and if you're not listening to him, that's the way that you're being over the raisa. All right. So moving on now to the Rabbeinu Tam, continuing. So Rabbeinu Tam says, "Nesina is deraisa." Where does he learn it from? So the pasuk loses chatim bam. So it says he quotes Rava. He says that Rava. How do we know this? He said Rava says it in Yevamos. So let's see, where does Rava say this? So we look at the Gemara in Yevamos. I'm vav the aleph. So Gemara there is talking about a Psua Daka. Psua Daka is not allowed to marry into Kal Hashem. We said Psua Daka Israelis is allowed to marry a Gioris. So we asked, the Gemara asked, what about Psua Daka Kohen? Because the Psua Daka Kohen marry a Gioras. So the Rav Shesha says that Psua Daka Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nesina. It's a Mutter Mitter Nesina. So from there we can extrapolate to a Kohen. Because If a Ptua Daki Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nesina, what does it mean about a Ptua Daki Yisrael? It means that Ptua Daki Yisrael does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. Because there's also for anyone that has Kedushas Yisrael to marry a Nesina. So we see that if Ptua Daki Yisrael doesn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael, I mean a Ptua Daki Kohen isn't going to have the full Kedushas Kuna, because that is built upon Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore we see that he would be able to marry a Gioras. The Ptua Daki Kohen would be able to marry a Gioras. Oh yeah, this is Rav Sheshes. And then Rava says, no, this is not true. This is wrong. So Rava says that Losis Chatein Bom applies Begeyuson, not Begeruson. So the first time we see this. So when they're still Goyim, that's when the Gemara that's when the Lav applies. Because then, because what's the reason? Because when we said the reason for the Gemara was because they're going to serve, their kids are going to come to serve Avodah Zarah. Because when it comes to Avodah Zarah, so when is that talking about? Seemingly it should be Begeyusam, because that's when they're Goyim, and then that's when your kids are going to come to serve Avodah Zarah. So Losis Chatein Bom is just a Siyag D'Oraisa, so you're not allowed to marry them because they're going to come to serve Avodah Zarah. So Nesina is a Nesina Gioras that we're talking about. That's only a Gzeras David. And a Ptua Daki can marry a Nesina because it's a Gzeras David and they can't have kids anyway, so that's not going to be a problem of Avodah Zarah. And because it's a milsa de la shchicha. It's not a common thing, so David wasn't kosher on it, so therefore you'll be allowed to marry a Nesina Gioras. Yeah?
It's a Votis Chatein Bom is Gzeras, it's just a Siyag D'Oraisa?
According to Rava's Havamina.
According
to Rava's Havamina, that it's only for Gioras, it's for Geyusan. So Geyusan, what's the reason for it? Because your kids are going to come to serve Avodah Zarah. So that's why you're not allowed to marry them. So see, I have the rights to come that your kids might come to serve Avodah Zarah.
How does Xeris David fit in?
That's when the Gerusan.
Okay.
According to this Havamina.
Are you talking about Ptua Daki?
What?
This is all talking about Ptua Daki?
Yeah, so this is to understand Nesina. What? No. So Rava was saying that. Because normally in Nesina, you can't marry in Nesina ever because of Losis Chatein Bom. You would think, but that it's really Begeyusan, and therefore it's the Gzera for Gerusan is Gzeras David, and a Ptua Daki, because they're either it's a Milsa Dlo Shchiach or they can't have kids anyway, would be able to marry a Nesina Gioras. Right, David?
Yeah. Just David's actual Gzera of Begeyusan.
Once you say once is a siyag d'oraisa of the geyusan, what's the reason? So we look at the Gemara that it was supposed to be the not rachmonim, and he'd say that's the reason for it, that possibly. Therefore, they're not.
Right.
It's not appropriate for them to marry into. Right, we've done that before. Their kids are gear. We'll see later on, but we see that sometimes they're gearing, but we're still not allowed to marry them. Like there's a difference. We said there's a difference between Klal Yisrael and Kal Hashem. We said whether we see that by the Ptua Daki in the first place. Okay. And any other questions before we go further? All right. Okay. So we see that's Rava's Havamina. But Rava says no. Lamaskana, this can't be true. Because there is no chasnus b'geyuson, and it says losis chatein bom, so it has to be like we're going back to Rav Sheshes. We're going back like Rav Sheshes, and it's b'geyuson. So otherwise there's no such thing as chasnus, and then we don't know what it would be talking about. So Rabbeinu Tam seems to be passing like the maskana of Rava, which makes sense. He's passing like Rav Sheshes in the maskana, but Rashi seems to say that it's still b'geyuson and gzera of David. So the geyuson is gzera of David. So then. What he's passing like the Havamina of Rava. That seems seemingly difficult. Rava went back on this. And if you look at Rambam passing this way out, passing like Rashi. He says that Losis Chatein Bom applies Begeyuson. So what is the Isser? He's saying that if you look at him, he says Derech Chasnus. There's no, you're right. Rava said there is no Chasnus, but what is the Isser? It's Derech Chasnus, to live with them, to quote unquote marry them. Not a halachically, but. It's if you have living them derech chasnus, that's when the isser of losis chatein bom applies. But so what do you do with maskana of Rava? How do they seemingly still going against the Gemara because Rava doesn't pass in this way in the end, and Rav Sheshes doesn't. So who do they go like? So there are other Gemaras that they could rely on. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah specifically is one that they could rely on. The Gemara Avodah Zarah says the Rabbanim were gozer on an Nachris. So what do you mean the Rabbanim were gozer on an Nachris? Now they're the Jews are not, they're not allowed to marry a Nachris. So what is the Rabbanim gozer? So there's two opinions. Either the Deir Raisa was the Shiva Umos, the Seven Nations, and the Rabbanim was the Shar Umos. Or the second possibility is that Min HaTorah, you're not allowed to marry them, is Derek Chasnus, and the Rabbanim were gozer Derek Znus. That, so we see from here, from this Gemara, that it's Begeyusan. We see from that Gemara that's talking about Derek Chasnus, Derek Znus, Hashem Umos, Shar Umos, it's seeming that's Begeyusan. So that is where Rashi and Rambam get their legs, where they something that they can rely on to argue. They say this is passing like Gemara Avodah Zarah, not like the Gemara that we have and that we saw in Yevamos. So okay, so that's how Rambam and Rashi explain. But what does Rabbi Natan do with this Gemara Avodah Zarah now? It's going against what he says. The Gemara Avodah Zarah applies that to Bikiyusan. So what does Rabbi Natan do? So we have two answers. We have the Tosfos in Yevamos. And the Ayin Vam and Aleph says the Lashon of Gemara and Avodah Zarah is it's saying Lo Tzchatin Vam. That's why it's Bikiyusan. But that's not actually what it means. It means the Hemshech of the Pasuk. It says Lo Tzchatin Vam, but it really means when it says Lo Sikach, that's what it's talking about Bikiyusan. Lo Tzchatin Vam is going on Bikiyusan, like we said, and Lo Sikach is what's teaching us Bikiyusan. And so that's the Tosfos answer, and the Ramban gives a different answer. He says Gemara Avodah Zarah is not against Maskana of Rava. Maskana of Rava was not only Begeirusan, it was Af Begeirusan. It was even Geirusan. So the Rava is saying that it's not that it's just one or the other, it's both. It's both, there's an Isser, both Begeirusan and Begeirusan. And Rava said that the Pasuk says Losis Chatinban, so it can't be that part is talking about Geirusan because there's no Chasnus, therefore it needs to be talking about Geirusan. And the Hemshech Le Pasuk is talking about the Begeirusan. Yes, Amy.
Sorry, just going back to the first thing.
Yeah. So that was his Havamina.
That was his Havamina.
Maskona says no. It can't be that the pasuk is telling us about Begeirusan. There's no chasis Begeirusan. So it must be that it's Begeirusan. He's going back and he's passing like Rav Sheshes. It must be Begeirusan. And the Ramban just explained. Rava is saying it's Af Begeirusan. It's not. It's not that it's only Begeirusan. It's even Begeirusan. It's both Begeirusan and Begeirusan. That's when the Isser is. So now we understand how Rabbi Natan deals with both Gemaras, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and the Gemara in Yevamos, and seemingly we understand Rashi now also. But we threw in a monkey wrench. We saw Rashi and Makos and Rashi and Sanhedrin. So Rashi and Makos says that there's about on the word Nesina, he says Malkos Mishim Lo Tzchatin Bam. There's Malkos a Lo Tzchatin Bam. So it seems like he's saying it's Deoraisa. It's a similar thing in Sanhedrin. But it seems like he's saying Nesina is Deoraisa. So how does that go with what we said previously? Rashi in our Mishnah said it's the Gzera of David. So Derabon and Deraisa, what's Rashi saying? So the Pnei Yeshua brought in, says Rashi paskins like the Ramban. What does the Ramban say? So the Ramban says that the first generation is the only one that we actually say Lo Tzchatin Bam by. That's the one we say that Lo Tzchatin Bam is a Issa Deraisa. But it doesn't say anything about, when the Pasuk says it doesn't say anything about Doros. You see, Amun and Moab, it says for Doros. It doesn't say anything about this, about Lo Tzchatin Bam. So only the first generations are the one that we apply this by. They're the only ones that the Isser Deraisa is. And the later generations, that's what David was gozer. David, you see Moshe and Yoshua, and then David was gozer for the later generations. And the Sina is normally, in Makos and Sanhedrin, is talking about the first generation. It's talking about the Deoraisa, so that's why Rashi says it there. But by us in Ksubas, it's talking about the Chiddush of Sula, and Rashi wants to let us know that this applies to the future generations as well, so that's why Rashi says it's the Erev David. So Rashi is not, like we said earlier, he's not saying completely Begeirusan. He is saying that the first generation, that's when the Isser is. That's the Isser Losis Chatin Bam applies, and the future generations, that's what the Gzera David applied to. Or does everyone understand that sugya? Any questions before we go ahead? Last part of Rashi? Okay. So, seemingly, two different places where Rashi comments on the Sina. And by us, he says it's Gzera Stavim. Later on, he says Deraisa. So, how do these two go together? So, we take the Ramban. There's two different dinim in the Sina. So in the first generation, we have the Isser of Lo Tzchatin Bam. That's when the Isser Deraisa is. And later generations, that's when the Gzera of David applies. So the our Gemara, the by us in Kesubos, Rashi was talking about the later generations with Xeris David, and in Makos and Sanhedrin, he was talking about the first generation where it's Deoraisa. You want me to answer your question? Or?
So according to the Rambam, who says Derabanan, would he say from the, what would he say from the Makos?
The Rambam didn't say that. That was Rashi that said it. That was what the problem was. Rambam,
yeah.
It was only a problem according to Rashi. But Rambam hold Lishita, so he says it's Begeyu's son. All right, so we move on to the Geder Iser Kusis. Ezra, everything good? Yeah. All right. So the Rashi, we see a Kusis. Rashi, he says right away that Geir Arayos name, that they're the Geir Arayos, and it's Iser of Los Eschatin Bum. So this seemingly is a problem. Why is this a problem? Because the Goy can't get a Knas. How do we know this? We see in Gemara Bavakama. Gavakama says a ger katan, that is when they're older they decide to reject it and go back. So if so, then how do you give them a knas? The question Gemara asked, if how can you give them a knas if they're a nara, if they might go back? So we see from there, like the Gemara finds a way to answer it, but we see from there that if they're going to be a goy, you can't give a knas to a goy. So Tosos says, so that can't be. It can't be that they're ger arayos and they're and they're goyim, because otherwise there'd be no knas. So he says it must be that our mishnahs don't like Rabbi Meir. So what does Rabbi Meir say? So we see in the Gemara Bava Kama that Rabbi Meir says that what a shor kusi shenag shor sheyisraelis, that he has to give him whether it's bein b'tam bein muad, he gives him a nezek shalim, and a shor sheyisraelis shenag a shor shakusis, he doesn't have to pay him anything. So seemingly Rabbi Meir says that the gay are rios, but no, we see by a kesem of a kusi, we say it's the same din as a kesem of Israeli. So we see that there, they're talking about that they're like a Yehudi, like a Jew. So how do we answer this to your mayor? We say that really he holds a giri emesim, and he arkones their money. They arkones kusi's money, and that's why by the shore, they lose out in both situations. Really, they are giri emes, and we just kones their money. But if we're kones their money, then how do we answer our mishnah? We say we give them a knas. We say that someone is a ma'anes, the kusi, we give them a knas. So how does that fit in with Rabbi Meir? He says that we konis their mamonim. So we say that here it's different. It's because kadesh lo yechote niskar. We don't want the ma'anes to walk away and just to benefit and not have any repercussions. So that's why we do it. It's not about the kusi. Normally we would be konis the kusi's money. So we see Tosfos said, we see from Bava Kama that Tana holds like Rabbi Meir that it's Geri MS, that Kusim are Geri MS, and we have a problem with Rashi then, because Rashi says the Geri Arayos and he says it's Mishum Los Eschatin Bam. So similarly, okay. So Tosfos explains it that it's Geri MS. And Rashi says Geir Arayos. So we know what the problem with Rashi is, but Tosfos, it's still schwer for Tosfos, because Tosfos says that they're Geir MS, then Pshita. And it's obvious that they're going to be getting a Knas. What does it have in here to tell us? So we bring two answers. Tosfos himself says, just like the Gemara's question, we had the Gemara's question before, how Rabbi Meir would think that we're coining their money, and therefore they're not going to get the Knas here. So we say, no, we need to include it. That's why we include it here, to tell you we are coining them. And Tosfos Yishon brings a second answer. He says maybe the Chiddush of the Mishnah is actually to teach you this itself. He said this is Gufo, which is what we're teaching you. We're teaching you that the Kusim are Geri Emes, and that's what we're coming. That's what why it's included, so you would know that they're Geri Emes. So Rashi, as we said, this said the Kusim are Geri Arayos. So then why do they get a Knas? Shitim Yekubetzes brings in the Tosfos Yishon. The Tosfos Yishon says that since the Kusim act like Yisraelis, Dumya Yisraelis. And this person did an Isser, so we are kones him through, even though they're Goya Gemura. It's still Dumya Disraelis. So we said that this is seemingly a Durabanan, being kones, because we said he still is Goya Gemura. But just because he did an Isser, he was over an Isser, and she's Dumya Disraelis, we are kones him. But the Meiri takes this one step further. The Meiri says that in order to be for here, that since he was chote, and she is not a full goya gemura, what does that mean? She still is chayv in mitzvos. Therefore, there's a knas. So Rashi, the Meiri seems to be saying it's actually deoraisa. She's a not. She is not a goya gemura. She has some sort of cheskas Yisrael. It's not a full, but she's something in between. She's in limbo, and he who's over in Isser, so that's why she gets a knas. So we have a Mishnah in Yevamos that says that Laz went out about a person with a shifcha or gia or a nachris, then we're not going to let her convert. But if she did, and they get married, if they did, we're not going to do anything about it. We allow it. So Reb Nechemya said that the Gemara is teaching us that it's not l'shem shemayim. Gerus not l'shem shemayim is batel. Gerus needs to be l'shem shemayim, and that otherwise it's no good. But seemingly that we say l'shem ishus that it works. We said that we're not going to stop them. So seemingly l'shem ishus it would be okay. The Chachamim say in the end that kulam gerim. All of these, even if it's not l'shem shemayim, they're all gerim. Even what was the reason we said for ishus that we shouldn't do it? We don't allow them. It's because people are going to be speak lashon hara about them. That wouldn't be l'chachila. So we are assuming, but like a side point, we're assuming that there is still a kabbalas mitzvos. So if there's no kabbalas mitzvos, then there's no question. There's no gear. So assuming if there is a kabbalas mitzvos, just whether it's l'shem shemayim or not. So the Ritva says that a kabbalah ba'ones is still considered kabbalah. We see there's gemara that says talu v'zavim. If you said someone hangs somebody and says sell me your field, then their field, we say puli paskin, and the field is sold. That it's not a mechach talos. That's a good sale. So we see that even if it's makabel something for ones, if it's good for them and something they want, they would do, they're going to do it anyway, then that's something that's good for them. He's still getting paid. It's not saying that give me the field. That still works. It still applies. So therefore, we see that this is like what the Chacham is saying, that even if like, it's kind of onus, you're doing it for not l'shem shemayim, but it still works. So Giri arrives, so we see the Rav Nechemya says that if it's not l'shem shemayim, it's not a good Giris. So Rashi seems to say that Giri Arayos are, what does Rashi say there? Rashi said the Giri Arayos are the Kusim. So Rashi understood the Kusim were makabel completely everything from the beginning. Just it wasn't l'shem shemayim. He's going against Rav Nechemya. He's saying, that, not necessarily, we'll see at the end, he might not be going against Rav Nechemya, but Rashi's saying, what's the machlokes between Giri Arayos and Giri Emes? What's the machlokes? Rashi says that Giri Arayos were not l'shem shemayim. And if they were Giri Emes, they're saying that there was l'shem shemayim. And Tosus and Yavam is saying that that's not what the machlokas between Giri Arayos and Giri Emes is. What's the machlokas? He says that the pasuk says that they were Ovid Avodat Zara. So clearly they weren't makabel at l'shem shemayim completely. Like, you can't say that they were because they were. It says the pasuk says that they were Ovid Avodat Zara. So that means they weren't makabel at l'shem shemayim. So therefore the machlokas must be whether they came after the fact that they came and they had a full conversion later. After this, they were chozer and they did a full. They had a full complete gerus. They makabel the mitzvos later on. Because according to Tosos, Giri Arayos are goyim gemurim. If you paskin that they were Giri Arayos, it means they never came back and had a real conversion. They're goyim gemurim. There's no thought that they're something different. And that's why Tosos needs to say that they're Giri Emes in the Mishnah. Because otherwise, there's no way you can give them a knas. That's not what Rashi's saying. Rashi's saying Geir Arayos are Geirim that were not L'shem Shemayim. And even according to Reb Nechemya, says L'shem Shemayim is not a good, and it could mean that L'shem Shemayim, they're not a full Cheskas Yisraelis. But they're not a Goya Gemura, because they had a Kabbalah Samitzvos. They still had a Kabbalah Samitzvos, so therefore, when Rashi's saying that they're Geir Arayos, it means that they had a Geirus that was low L'shem Shemayim with a full Kabbalah Samitzvos, and they are not a Goya Gemura. There's something in between. And that's how there still is a knas here. So that's how Kusi still has a knas. They're not going Gemurim, they're not Cheskas Yisraelis. So that's why they need to be included here to tell you about the that there's a knas anyway. So that's the machlokas between Rashi and Tosas. Really, the machlokas, that's what Tosas has to understand it differently than Rashi, because he understands the machlokas between Giri Arayos and Giri Emes differently. Any questions? Alright, so we'll have. Yeah, Ezra. Tosos approached, okay, so Tosos is approached to the whole question about whether they're Kusim or Giri Arayos and Giri Emes is, he says that since the Pasuk says that they were Obey their Avodah Zarah, because they're Avodah Zarah, they couldn't, their Giris in the beginning couldn't have been L'shem Shemayim completely, they weren't really fully Mekabalot, so that Giris was no good. So the question, if you're saying to say they're Giri Emes, it was because later on they went back and they converted, they had a real Giris. And if you're saying they're Ger Arayos, that means they were never had a real Gerus. So if you're saying they're Ger Arayos, that means you're Goyim Gemurim. They never had a real Gerus. So that's what Tosfos says. That's why Tosfos can't say in our Mishnah that the Kusim are Ger Arayos. But Rashi says Ger Arayos aren't Goyim Gemurim, and that's why he's able to say it, because there's still a way to give them to Kenas, because they're not a Goyim Gemurim. They had a Gerus, just wasn't L'shem Shemayim, and therefore there's something in between. Right? Max, go ahead.
Saying that Rashi said that it's basically like you look at it as their original conversion, and if they're Gerianis, the Kusim were.
So Rashi says that they were looking at the according to Rashi, the Avodah Zarah was later on. So they were Gerus was a Gerus, and later on they were Ode Avodah Zarah. And that the question of whether the Ger Arayos or Ger MSM is this machlokas from Chacham and Rav Nechemya, but whether it's whether you need to be L'shem Shemayim. If you need the Gerus to be L'shem Shemayim, then if according to the ones that say Geri MS, you don't need it to be L'shem Shemayim, and they're completely Gerim. If you're going to want to say that you need to be L'shem Shemayim, then the Ger Arayos. But according to him, Ger Arayos isn't Goya Gemura, because they still had Kabbalah Samitzvos, so there's something in between then, if you're going to say it was L'shem Shemayim. There's something in between, because they had a Kabbalah Samitzvos, so therefore they're not Goya Gemura, and that's why we still give them Knas.
So
Hey, Tosfos passing that they're because otherwise in the Mishnah, otherwise why else would you give them a Knas?
How does that relate
back to what the underlying question of the Machlokas is? But whether it's passing like their mayor. Passing like their mayor passing their Geir Emes, and that means, according to our mayor, that they went back and they had a conversion, they had another Geiris after the one that the Tanakh is talking about. Sure. Joe, you have a question? Cool. Alright, so concludes the first Chazara Chabura. I will have a halacha here in about 10 minutes.